Randolph County and from miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Land Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak on this hot, steamy July morning. Of course, that's normal for July. Almost July. Let's not move ahead too fast. We've got Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council with us this morning. Besides, if we said it was July, then this wouldn't be valid then this morning, our June Dairy Month.
Yeah, we still have a couple days left in June to celebrate June Dairy Month.
So June Dairy Month, I mean, it's basically National Dairy Month, and we celebrate dairy, and a lot of stuff. I mean, we've talked about stuff over the past year, you know, about dairy and stuff, but there's a lot of things that I didn't know, you know, about dairy that I've learned and stuff. So, I mean, it's like, what do we do in June Dairy Month?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still learning things about dairy, and I work for the Dairy Council, but in June Dairy Month, it's really just a time that we celebrate our farmers and all the people in the dairy industry and getting those dairy foods onto our table. It started way back in 1937 as a way to increase consumption because all of the cows were starting to graze on green grass, and that was increasing their milk production. So there was extra milk around, and it was a way to just kind of increase the amount that people were consuming way back in 1937. Well, it's really evolved since then, and now it's just a way to celebrate June, you know, dairy cows and all of the farmers and those foods that we love to enjoy, especially now that it's summer, ice cream being one of them, and all of the other delicious dairy foods as well.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break, and we will come back and talk some more about June Dairy Month here on The People Speak this morning. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Again, this is The People Speak. We're talking today with Kelsey. This is June Dairy Month, and a month we celebrate dairy. And you said that started all the way back in 1937, huh? So
it's been going on for a while. People love to celebrate dairy.
That's because it tastes good.
Exactly. And it's good for us.
Right. So while we're talking about good for us, what are some of the health benefits?
There are a ton of health benefits that milk and dairy can provide. With 13 now, it used to be 9 essential nutrients. Now we know for a fact that there are 13 essential nutrients in each serving of dairy. And essential nutrients are just essential vitamins and minerals are basically just nutrients that we have to get from our diet. So they're essential to our well-being. Dairy can help with reducing type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, inflammation. We know that it helps with bone health because all that good calcium and things like that. But there's lots of different ways that it can help our health.
Okay. 9 essential to 13. I said in another 20 years, we'll probably have 20 essential vitamins. But
yeah, okay. Cows, they just keep getting better.
Mm-hmm. So being, you know, having the health benefits and everything like that, obviously, you know, dairy is going to help improve our health, our fitness, our wellness.
Yeah, and there's different ways that it helps too. So, you know, I just talked about those 13 essential vitamins and minerals that you find in milk. Well, some of those key vitamins and minerals are zinc and selenium, which are really important for immune function. Iodine helps with brain development, especially in pregnancy. Vitamin A supports a healthy immune system. I'm mentioning immune system a lot. Dairy can help with that. calcium, phosphorus, vitamin D helps build those bones. Those B vitamins are super important for converting our food to fuel. So the B vitamins are really important for energy in our body. And then potassium can help maintain healthy blood pressure. So there's so many different ways that all these little tiny vitamins and minerals in dairy can help out our health in the long run.
You know, one thing, when you go to the dairy case in the store and stuff and you look at it, I mean, there are... We won't even begin naming them because I can't even come up with. But, I mean, let's say milk product, I mean, but a lot of these are made from almonds, soy, oats, and things like that. Now, what's the difference between these? I mean, are these real milk?
Yeah, so that's really what we're focusing on here in June is really comparing these. So there are so many plant-based beverages out there. We don't like to call them milk at the Dairy Council because you can't milk an almond, right? But all of these different products that are out there, and while they're great options to have on the market because, you know, there are people out there with dairy allergies, they just don't really compare in a lot of different ways. We know that they don't compare in nutrition. A lot of the nutrition that are in these products are added back into the products, and you can see that reflected in the ingredient list because the ingredient list is a mile long, filled with things, emulsifiers and binders and a bunch of things that I can't pronounce in the ingredient list to try to make the product like milk. So that's another thing to take into account too. Another thing to compare is the cost of them. They all cost more as well. And, you know, just the taste, because at the end of the day, that's a really important factor too. So, you know, just really urging people to think about when they walk up to the milk case, just going with the original, you know, not complicating things. We know milk is the healthiest, it costs the less, and it tastes the best. So simpler is better sometimes.
All right. I know there's several companies. I hate to pick that, but just off the top of my head, you go in there and you see one of these manufactured milks, and you're sitting right next to it is the thing of Prairie Farms, you know, milk. I mean, get the Prairie Farms or the Deans or one of the, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at, you pick up those, that milk off the shelf at the grocery store and look at the ingredient list, and the only thing that is listed is milk, vitamin A, and vitamin D. It's just natural, and sometimes natural is best, so.
And I mean, even with your fruit juices, I mean, you look at those, you know, 100% juice, but yet when you start looking at the ingredient list, whereas milk, 100% milk, it's 100% milk.
Yes, you know what you're getting. It's the real deal, that's for sure.
Now, we're talking about the confusion between real milk and non-dairy milk, and challenging people to take part in the Dare to Compare campaign this month. How do we dare to compare?
So the Dare to Compare campaign is a campaign that all of us at the ST at the St. Louis District Dairy Council came up with, and we're really encouraging people to dare to compare your milk to those alternative ones out there. And it doesn't just have to be milk too. They have alternative yogurts out there. They have alternative cheeses that mimic the real thing and stuff like that. So we're really pushing people to dare to compare. And we actually came up with a resource for this. It's called Milk the Real Deal. And it's a brochure, and it really takes you through the ingredient list, the costs, and compares all of them together so you can make an informed decision. And that brochure is on our website at stldairycouncil.org. It helps you to check the ingredients, you know, check the serving sizes, check the protein, the nutrients, all that good stuff that you need from your milk to all of those alternatives out there. And you know, also compare the taste. So we're really challenging you to compare out there.
Okay. You know, you mentioned the price. You know, the cost-wise of it, you know, milk and dairy tends to cost, what, about 2 to 3 times less than these plant-based substitutes?
It's a significantly less. And that's the thing that, you know, most people don't think of whenever they go to the grocery store. And marketing is a crazy thing, because you go to the store and they have all these claims on the fronts of the cartons or boxes, and it can be super confusing. And even me as a dietitian, I walk up to the dairy case and I'm like overwhelmed. It's so many choices. But at the end of the day, you know, going with simpler is better, and not complicating things, because we know what's good for us. The research is there for, you know, almost 100 years now since Dairy Month started back in 1937. The science and the research says that milk is the real deal. It has the best nutrition. It tastes the best. It costs the least. So there shouldn't be any question left in your decision making there.
True. All right, I'll tell you what, we got another commercial break here. Let's go ahead and take that, and we will come back and talk some more with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council here on The People Speak, and we will be back right after this. And welcome back. Got about 8 minutes left in the program today here. We're talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, and as we've been saying, you know, June is Dairy Month, and talking about some of the benefits of milk and some of the products that use the term milk, but, you know, we question, are they really milk, you know? But with all the benefits of milk and dairy, I mean, what are some of the things we can do to help celebrate this month, this June Dairy Month?
There are so many ways that we can celebrate. And, you know, you just mentioned all these other dairy products that are out there that are comparing themselves to milk. And actually, a bill's been passed where they can't call themselves milk anymore, but we all know them as milk now. So it's kind of ingrained in us. But, you know, to celebrate the real dairy foods that are out there, some ways that you can do that this month is try out some new fun dairy activities. Maybe head out to a dairy farm that does agritourism. I know there's two dairy farms in Greenville, Illinois that let you come onto their farm and do tours and things like that. So maybe try out a dairy farm tour so you can learn a little bit more about dairy. Fun thing to do with kids over the summertime too, while they're off school. Or you can, you know, check and see if there's any June dairy festivities. Now that June's ending, it might be July ice cream month festivities, which we all love to celebrate ice cream. Or you could just simply try out a new dairy recipe. We always have new dairy recipes going up every single month on our website at stldairycouncil.org. We also post them on our Facebook and Instagram as well, so make sure to follow us. But new recipes all the time. You could visit a dairy stand at a farmer's market. You could go to a local ice cream shop, or bring a fun dairy dish to your next backyard cookout. Next weekend is July 4th, and I have this cookie pizza recipe that I plan to use some dairy products in for a new fun way to make dairy products into a fun recipe. Or, you know, take a picture of your friends or family and tag us on social media to win a prize as well for June Dairy Month. So there's lots of different ways that you can celebrate this month. But the big thing that we're really wanting people to know is that, you know, dairy's healthy and it's good for you, and that's what you should be buying.
Exactly. I mean, ever since I've been a kid, I mean, I've always been told, you know, you need to drink your milk.
Yes.
And strong bones, strong, you know.
Especially for the kids, because as the kids, it's, you know, osteoporosis is one of those diseases where it shows up when you're older, but you need to be proactive about it when you're a child. So that means getting in those 3 servings of dairy a day to get in your calcium, phosphorus, and vitamin D to build up those strong, healthy bones and to carry you through the rest of your life. So.
Right. So, June Dairy Month, and that's been going on for
the whole month. We've been doing all sorts of events and fun things, and I just am sneaking in late to WHCO for an interview at the end of June Dairy Month, but we can celebrate all year long.
Well, it says, you know, you say here it originally ran from June 10th to July 10th, so technically we could stretch it out a little bit.
Yeah, originally that was the plan, because that's when the cows were getting all that green grass and things like that, making them produce more, which nowadays the cows, of course, still produce more whenever they're getting fresh grass, but we have a better system as far as distribution and making sure that the milk is fresh and that sort of thing, so we don't have to you know, push for extra consumption, but we still want you getting in those 3 servings a day.
Right. So, any kind of previews of next month?
Yeah, next month is going to be July Ice Cream Month, so we're going to have a fun theme going on there, and everyone needs an excuse to celebrate ice cream, so that's going to be the plan for next month, and we're going to have a fun social media campaign going on, too, so make sure to follow us on our Instagram and our Facebook. The handle is STL Dairy Council. We're always posting new recipes. Everybody needs a new recipe to try out all the time. And posting recipes, posting jokes about ice cream, all that good stuff. We're celebrating ice cream all month.
All right. Well, Kelsey, thanks for being with us. And we'll look forward to ice cream month next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And happy June Dairy Month, everybody.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again next time.